AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 2 months after Fox Lake, Illinois Police Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz's shooting death touched off a massive manhunt, investigators say he committed suicide. Lake County Major Crime Chief George Filenko says Glinowitz had been stealing money from the police explorers post that he ran.
Thousands of dollars were used by Glinowitz for personal purchases, travel expenses, mortgage payments, personal gym memberships, adult websites, facilitating personal loans, and unaccounted cash withdrawals.
Filenko says Glinowitz staged the suicide scene, including a trail of his police equipment, before he fired two shots, one into his bulletproof vest, the other fatal shot into his chest. He adds that two other people are also being investigated. The woman accused of purposely driving around a barricade and over a police motorcycle before crashing into spectators at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade on October 24th has been charged with 4 counts of second-degree murder and 46 counts of felony assault. Republicans win 2 governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi, while the GOP also held off an expensive Democratic effort to win control of the Virginia Senate. University of New Hampshire political science professor Andrew Smith says the off-year election results from yesterday may have no bearing on next year's national election.
It is tricky to interpret too much into off-year elections because turnout typically is low, and certainly much lower than you see in a general election.
Voters in Ohio defeated a pair of amendments tied to the legalization of marijuana. Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Martin O'Malley formally sign up for New Hampshire's presidential primary, Trump telling backers in Concord,
"You have to come here to file. And you have this many people show up on a morning, and most of these people are working, I know that."
The 2016 New Hampshire primary is expected to be February 9th. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 47. This is AP Radio News. It's art auction season in New York. Julie Walker has this on the money people looking to add to their collections.
None of the artworks are expected to beat the $179 million paid for a Pablo Picasso in the spring, but there's no shortage of multi-million dollar impressionist, modern, and contemporary works coming up at auction in the next several weeks. That includes a stunning landscape by Vincent van Gogh that could realize as much as $70 million, and an Amadeo Modigliani portrait of a nude woman that's estimated at $100 million. Experts say the prices are driven by the artwork's investment value and by wealthy collectors seeking out the very best. Julie Walker, New York.
Justin Trudeau is a new Prime Minister of Canada, sworn in today after the Liberal Party won the majority in Parliament. The 43-year-old Trudeau, son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, is the second youngest Prime Minister in Canadian history. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.